This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Scores of rivers, creeks, and streams flow through Anchorage. People fish in them, play in them, and swim in them. But as KSKA's Joaquin Palomino reports, the city's seemingly pristine watershed has a dirty secret.
It's a beautiful day in Midtown, and Tom Ellie of the Anchorage Waterways Council circles the perimeter of a pond in Cuddy Park with his intern Robert V.
Okay, guy, do your duty.
All right.
Robert squats at the lake's edge and measures its temperature in Celsius.
22.4.
That's about 70 degrees Fahrenheit. He then unwraps an eyedropper, sucks up 5 milliliters of water, and drips it into a small vial so it can be tested for fecal coliform, a bacterium found in human and animal feces.
So if you find high fecal coliform counts, there's only one way that's getting in there, is that some sort of poop is going in the water.
Ellie has monitored the pond in Cuddy Park, which is actually a part of Fish Creek, for 13 years. He's found high levels of E. coli and other fecal bacteria in the waterway.
Don't fall in, Don't get a mouthful of water. And we're not really sure where it's coming from.
Fecal pollution has many possible sources, such as leaking septic systems, homeless camps, and duck droppings. But Sherry Northen, executive director of the Anchorage Waterways Council, says the most common vector is probably dogs.
They figure there are about 65 to maybe 70,000 dogs in urban Anchorage. And if you do the math, it's several tons of pet waste a day. Tons. 20, 30 tons of pet waste a day, not a year. That ends up on the ground in Anchorage.
If dog owners don't pick it up, all of that poop gets washed into the city's streams and rivers. As of 2010, high levels of fecal bacteria landed essentially all of Anchorage's waterways on the EPA's impaired water list.
It's an invisible problem. It's not a floating piece of trash or an oil sheen or something like that. The water looks crystal clear, and yet it's carrying all this bacteria.
Fecal bacteria isn't uncommon in urban waterways, and it doesn't harm fish or other wildlife. It can cause nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, though, if ingested by humans, which is why Northen says Anchorage's watershed needs to be cleaned up.
We've gone down Campbell Creek. My husband fell off the back of our raft once. And, if in that situation you grab a mouthful of water, I've fallen into Little Campbell Creek. You're not planning on it, but you still get it in your mouth.
Tim Stevens with the Department of Environmental Conservation says state and local agencies are trying to remove fecal bacteria from Anchorage's watershed in a number of ways, including
doing educational campaigns to educate pet owners to pick up after their pets. The city has standard ordinances dealing with septic systems, and they are doing street sweeping to reduce the amount of bacteria getting into the streams through stormwater.
Over the past few years, 3 Anchorage lakes have been removed from the impaired water list, including Lake Hood and Lake Spinard. In Anchorage, I'm Joaquin Palomino.
The native village of Elam is collecting data from the Tubuktuluk River to protect it from potential mining. Elam's been on guard since 2006 when Tri-X Minerals, a Canadian mineral exploration company, began exploratory drilling for uranium at Boulder Creek near Elam's largest watershed. 5 years of data is needed to apply to the state of Alaska for an in-stream flow reservation. If approved, the village would be able to reserve water for drinking or fish habitat. During the last legislative session, Elam water advocate Emily Murray fought House Bill 77, which would have prohibited individuals from applying for water reservations.
We need to be at the table. We need to be part of the permitting process. We really do need to be, because, they could come and go, but we're still going to be here. So it's that much more important for us to fight for our clean water in our backyard. You need to exercise your authority in that area.
It's not clear whether Tri-X will follow through and apply for permits to begin mining. The price of uranium has dropped to $30 a pound, half of its trading price in 2006. Yvonne Peter has been selected to serve as the new University of Alaska Vice Chancellor for Rural Community and Native Education. Peter is Gwich'in and Koyukon Athabascan from Arctic Village. He replaces Bernice Joseph, who died earlier this year after a battle with cancer. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.